You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, before I start this rant, any anti-Semitic comment will be deleted, and I will consider blocking you from the channel. Because you guys know, I don't play that. Because what I'm about to talk about goes way beyond that. However, how this particular group operates, we can learn something from them. Now, let me start off with what really inspired me to make this video. Over the past few months, before any of these shootings happened, I've made deliveries to a few Jewish centers and Jewish schools. One thing you will notice about those places, they have armed security. Yeah, good luck trying to pull what happened in Texas at a Jewish school. You're not going to make it. And you know what? The kids, they were comfortable. They knew what those guys were there to do. And you know what? It made them feel safer. As opposed to how, you know, everybody else operates. Oh, we don't want to traumatize the kids. We don't want the kids to see guns. Mind you, this is a country that built itself around the use of firearms. Now, all of a sudden, hey, we don't want kids to be traumatized. We want kids to feel safe. Guns don't make kids feel safe. No. See, what the Jewish did, and they do, is they actually hire other Jewish men to be security for their schools. So, yeah. Once again, good luck. First and foremost, you got to go through a checkpoint. And yeah, the guards there are packing heat. They make it crystal clear. You try some dumb shit over here, oh, we got some hot things we're going to send to you. You might not like it. But, here we are, yet again, another tragedy. And of course, the peanut gallery is doing exactly what you would expect them to do. Oh, we need more gun control. We need more universal background checks. We already have that. However, this particular event showcases the bad guy with the gun was taken out by the good guy with the gun. Because trust and believe, if that dude would have survived, guess what? When he got to prison, yeah, they would have took care of him in there. Hey, even criminals have a code. Children are off limits. But, I was listening to the Angry Man's latest stream, and he brought up something that I didn't think about. But when he said this, it made perfect sense. What is that? Gentlemen, do some research on the 94 crime bill. Oh, yeah. See, that was something that really destroyed the black community. Or should I say, another program that completely destroyed the black community. Why? Because crime in democratic controlled cities got so bad that the elders were like, hey, government, step in, do something about this. And guess what? The 94 crime bill got written and put into play. And guess who just so happened to wrote that bill? That's right. President Creepy Houseplant. Wow. Yeah, Angry Man broke it down. And when he did, I was just like, you know what? The similarities cannot be any more crystal clear. They want, quote unquote, gun crime to be so rampant, so bad, that they're going to say, President, Houseplant, let's go ahead and get complete gun control and stripping of everybody's gun rights. Then you have that jackass Beto O'Rourke, who outright said, yeah, we're coming for your AR-15s. Really? Really? But once again, who's going to enforce that? I don't know. I don't know. But all in all, I got this comment, and it's a great comment because I personally also believe in this. An armed society is a polite society. Now, I know there's always going to be people who disagree with open carry, and that's your prerogative. That is your prerogative. No shots fired. However, the reason why I personally believe in it is because that right there provides what we call strategic deterrence. There should be no question in any mass shooter's mind, hey, if I go to this spot, I know that these people are armed. Let me try to find another soft target. Up, these people over here are armed. Well, you know what? I think I'm going to take my ass home and do some math. Yeah. Understand, this whole gun control debate, it's pointless. It is truly pointless. Why? Because evil people will use whatever means they have at their disposal to commit evil acts. You want a great example of that? Alec Manassian, the guy who used a truck and ran over people. Funny, that was never called an assault truck because he did use that to assault people. So since people want to talk about this whole assault weapons thing, okay, let's go down that path, shall we? What is the greatest assault weapon on this planet? Oh, that's right. Hands and feet. Yeah, the human body. Humans have been killing each other with bare hands and feet since the beginning of time. That was before we decided to start using sticks and stones. Oh, yeah. Rocks. You hit somebody in the head with a rock, yeah, you can pretty much kill them. A stick? Oh, yeah. You can beat somebody's brains out with a stick. Baseball bats? Hammers? If I smack the shit out of you with a hammer, excuse me, guess what? That's become an assault weapon. Why? Because I used it to inflict damage on you. So this whole rhetoric about quote unquote assault weapons, please spare me that. Too many uninformed idiots are running around here soaking up all of these lies, all of this rhetoric. And yet, when you say, hey, do some research, okay? Do your research. Oh, no, no, no. I want to be caught up in my feelings. I want to be caught up in my emotions. It's like, look, chill the fuck out and actually do some research. Period. But no, no, no. The overwhelming majority of people have to be kept in an emotional, irrational state. That's why the saying, cooler heads always prevail, is so important. Because too many people want to get in their feelings and go off half-cocked without knowing what they're really talking about. Just last night, someone tried to have a debate between me and another ex-military guy. Well, you know, guns are bad, this, that, and the other. I said, here we go again. Here we go. So, instead of arguing with this person, I simply pulled out a particular card that I carry with me. And that card would be my small arms marksmanship instructor card. I simply pulled it out, presented it to him. I said, read that. He gave it back to me and he walked away. Because he knew he was, whatever debate he was going to try to have, he was going to lose it. Period. Point blank. But honestly, I am just so tired of all this nonsense. I'm tired of it. There are so many brain dead zealots out here who, no matter what, you're never going to convince them. But let's take a trip back into the past. A couple of years ago, you saw a lot of lefties trying to buy guns all of a sudden during the summer of love. And they found out, oh my God, it's not as easy as I was led to believe. Yeah. So there's so many people out here who found out getting a gun is not as easy as the politicians make it out to be. No, it's not. But anyway, I've rambled on long enough. One question that I now ask people who are anti-gun, especially with what happened in Texas, why is it that banks have more security than schools? Just food for thought. Ask yourself. You have credit unions that have guards, but not schools. Once again, food for thought. And for anyone who wants to say, well, we won't have enough people to guard the schools. There are plenty of former and retired military and law enforcement who would have no problems taking up the posts. Guys like me, who are firearms instructors, have no problems training people to man those posts. But we all know what this truly is about. Sacrificing people to disarm the populace. Why? Well, as I stated in my previous video, the politicians, they don't want an armed society. They don't want a unified society. Why? Because that unified society will come after them. It's just like how many people have said in the past. So many men have been pussified. Why? Because revolutions start with groups of masculine armed men, which is why there's been such an agenda to demasculate men in this country. Hey, once you see the forest for the trees, once you step back and take a look at the bigger picture, you'll learn a lot. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Let me know what you guys think. Once again, am I on target or my way off, let me know in the comments section. And for society as a whole, once the power goes out, the shooting will start. And for those of you who are not prepared, guess what? That's on you. It is what it is. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am.